I had a nice chance to chat with author Margaret Rook. Her book, Creative Successful Dyslexic, just came out in paperback. It's available here from Amazon. The book shares interviews with 23 accomplished dyslexic men and women. Rook launched this project after her daughter was identified as being dyslexic, and she wanted her to grow up with a positive understanding of being dyslexic. The book shares some wonderful insights and viewpoints. I enjoy reading how different people discovered their talents as children, from prime suspect author Linda LaPlante. I was a great storyteller as a child. I used to spend morning milk breaks surrounded by a group of friends, telling them stories and always ending up with "to be continued." I described a selection of strange creatures from fairy kingdoms who lived beneath rockeries and only came out at certain times of day and night. I discovered that when one of the creatures had the name of a friend, they liked to hear more and more. I think one of the things my adventure has taught me is that I'm a good businesswoman. All the TV shows I have done are made by a production company I help run. We think up the ideas, raise the money, and do the whole thing. There's a whole raft of other entrepreneurial people who are dyslexic, who are creative because of the way they think. We need to keep finding new, innovative ways to live our lives. The dyslexic people I know are brilliant in how they think in different ways. It's a gift, a great thing to have.